You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
And to London now we go. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. What an awful, awful story, this YouTube shooter. Details have emerged of this gun rampage in Northern California.
Morning, Bongani. Yes, it looked like it was going to be another one of those. Maybe it's not quite that, but still pretty distressing for the three people who were shot at the YouTube headquarters in San Bruno near San Francisco. One of them is in a critical condition. And we also know that the gun woman in itself, that's rather unusual, isn't it? But the gun woman then turned the gun on herself and she died at the scene. She's been identified by American media as Nasim Agdam, a 39-year-old woman originally from Iran. Witnesses talk about there being panic at the building, I bet. I mean, you only have to hear one gunshot or probably a car backfiring these days in America to get that awful feeling. There was an enormous police response, as I guess there should be. But although it's not on the scale, obviously, as Parkland or Las Vegas or any of the others, but still, medics and others, including the sheriff, the San Bruno police chief, are talking about this as being on the list and how unacceptable it is that still these shootings go on in the United States.
Yeah, it's quite surprising, as you say, that it was indeed a woman. That's certainly quite unusual. Now, London is facing different concerns around becoming deadlier than New York, a murder surge.
Isn't it odd that somehow we're looking at a league table of murder capitals of the world? And it's very uncomfortable reading because there isn't really any positive out of it. But we know that a 16-year-old boy died overnight, actually. He had been in a bad way in hospital after a shooting on Monday night. So a 16-year-old lad has died. But also a 17-year-old girl has been shot dead, both of them in North London, both about a mile or two apart. Although unconnected shootings, the 17-year-old girl identified as Tanisha Melbourne, by all accounts, she was just hanging out with some friends. She was not in a gang. She was not a troublemaker. She'd never been in trouble. Just one of those things, but an unacceptable one of those things. The league table has come about because there have been a few headlines about this, about London having a higher murder rate than New York, which is true if you take just 2 months as an example. If you look at something more realistic, like the last year or so, then New York has more than double the murder rate of London. But as I say, these league tables are spurious. The point is, London has a worsening problem with gun and knife violence, and just sticking more bobbies on the beat, more police on the streets, isn't going to answer the whole thing. We have a problem and we're not entirely sure how to deal with it.
Yeah, it's more like a list of dishonor rather than an honors list. And of course, your final story today is European flight delays because of a computer glitch.
Yeah, they reckon it's over. They reckon the system is back to normal. But yesterday, for some time, out of the 30,000 or so flights across European airspace, 15,000 had been affected, delayed by anything up to half a dozen hours, all because of a computer failure. The ETFMS, the Enhanced Tactical Flow Management System, developed a glitch. I mean, thank goodness it was enhanced, Bongani. Imagine if it hadn't been enhanced, how much worse it could have been. But it means that all sorts of problems, not just in Europe, by the way, across 41 European countries, but also across North Africa, the Middle East and Central Asia, all controlled by this thing. But yeah, they reckon they've sorted it out. But as of the last hour and a half or so, the southeast of England has a new air traffic control system. So far, apparently no glitches, but they've replaced old paper strips with an electronic aid. Now, of course, that's got to be progress. But at the same time, anyone else feel a bit happier about the paper strips idea? I don't know. I just feel sometimes old-fashioned can still work, can't it?
Because a computer can have a glitch and have a glitch, a glitch, a glitch, a glitch. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from the UK with our Worldview. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Max Jonger, who tweeted, how do scientists know Mars's temperature, atmosphere and gravity if no one has ever actually been to the planet? How do you know that, Max? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Dr. Adriana Marais, a theoretical physicist.
Well, we've been watching Mars, our next door neighbor planet, for hundreds of years, beginning with primitive telescopes, which enabled us to estimate its size, its orbit around the sun, and from that we can calculate the gravity on this planet from knowing its mass. So Mars's mass is smaller than Earth, and it has a smaller gravitational field of around 40% of that of Earth. So you'll weigh 40% of what you weigh here and be able to lift almost twice as much as you can lift on planet Earth. Perhaps gravity is the funnest difference between Earth and Mars. The atmosphere and the temperature, well, we've been sending flyby missions to Mars since the 1960s. We've been landing equipment on the surface of Mars since the 1970s. And I'm sure you've heard of the Curiosity rover, the latest addition to the scientific laboratories roaming around on the surface of Mars, collecting data and telling us things like what are the temperature and the atmosphere.
And of course, Dr. Adriana Moraes, one of those people who hopes to be one of the first to go to Mars. Congratulations, Max Jonga, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.